Broadcasting from parts unknown, USA. It's the Many Moods of Ben Vaughn.
Hello, music lovers, and welcome to the Many Moods of Ben Vaughn. I'm your host, Ben Vaughn, coming to you once again through the miracle of radio, the modern miracle of FM radio. And it's really great to be here. It really is. It's great to be here on the air, in stereo, on the FM dial. And it's great to have you on board. Welcome aboard. We're broadcasting like we usually do from the Relay Shack in Parts Unknown, USA. We're centrally isolated in the middle of nowhere here in the Relay Shack, where we're surrounded by boxes of records, CDs, 45s, we have 8-track tapes, we've got all kinds of stuff laying around here, and I can't wait to play some of this music for you. We span many decades, many styles, and many moods on this show. And we have a list here of genres we're going to try to cover during this hour. We have garage rock, soul, 70s dance music, Boston alternative rock from the 80s, country, blues, British invasion, 50s rock and roll, bluegrass, psychedelia, reggae, and whatever else we can shove in before we run out of time. And we have some special features we're going to get to. We have an early record by Bobby V from 1959, one of Bob Dylan's favorite songs. And we also have a soul song from the 70s for all of you astrology fans out there. Plus, we have a record by a mystery artist, an early record by a very famous person before they were famous. We're not going to tell you who it is before we play it so you can guess. And then we'll come back and reveal who the artist is. And if that's not enough, we have some Nation of Islam jazz rap music from the 60s to play for you. All this and more during the next hour. So sit back, settle in, relax, get comfortable. This is The Many Moods of Ben Vaughn, and we're going to start off this episode with a song written by a young Warren Zevon. Here are the Turtles with Outside Chance.
You can try to please me, but it won't be easy. Stone walls surround me. I'm surprised that you even found me. And you don't stand an outside chance. Don't stand an outside chance. But you can try. Whatever you do, girl, you know you can't get through, girl. You gon' need
You can make it if you try. You can make it if you try. You can make it if you try. Oh, yeah. You can make it.
That was the Disco Brothers, a pseudonym for Nick Lowe, back in the 70s, Everybody Dance by the Disco Brothers. And before that, we heard Gene Allison from 1957, which featured the early usage of the compact electric organ, something that you didn't hear on records that much back then. You Can Make It If You Try by Gene Allison, and we started that set off with the Turtles. This is The Many Moods of Ben Vaughn that you're tuned into, and we're very happy that you're here with us. Kevin's with me. He's my engineer, and he has a record queued up here by Bobby V. It's the second 45 he ever put out. 1959 was the year, and Bob Dylan was a huge fan of this record, still is, actually. And Bobby V was under the influence of Buddy Holly at that time, which you'll hear, but he soon transcends that and stays true to Bobby V. Here he is, Bobby V from 1959 with Susie Baby.
Baby, I love you. back and love for me too. Will you love me? Gone away. I've been lonely, alone each day. Susie, baby, where are you? Have you left me for someone new? Susie, baby, don't you know that I love you and want you so? Someday, baby, you'll be blue and you wish that you had for me too.
Butterflies, love is like of love like its satin wings. Love makes your heart feel strange inside. It flutters like soft wings in flight. Love is like a butterfly, a rare and gentle thing. Your laughter brings me sunshine. Every day is springtime, and I am only happy when you are by my side. How precious is this love we share, how very precious, sweet and rare. Together we belong like daffodils and butterflies. Love is like a butterfly, as soft and gentle as a sigh. The multicolored moods of love like its satin wings. Love makes your heart feel strange inside. It flutters like soft wings in flight. Love is like a butterfly, a rare and gentle thing. Love is like a butterfly, a rare and gentle
Otis Redding singing his heart out here on the Many Moods Bandstand. That was That's How Strong My Love Is by Otis. And before that, we heard Dolly Parton with Love Is Like a Butterfly. And preceding Dolly Parton, we heard the Neats, a band from Boston that was recorded, I think, in 1980 or 1981 for a label called Propeller Records. And a tune was called Six. And we started that set off with Bobby V. Queued up and ready to go, we have a song by a mystery artist, a very famous person, before they were famous. Plus, some Nation of Islam jazz rap music from the 60s. This and more when we return with the Many Moods of Ben Vaughn.
Coming to you across the airwaves, these are the Many Moods of Ben Vaughn. And now, here's your host, Ben Vaughn.
Oh yes, we are back. Welcome back to the show. The Many Moods is now in syndication. We're on 26 stations right now, and we thank all of you for making that possible. Without your enthusiasm, we couldn't play these records on the radio. And we love playing these records on the radio, so thank you once again. Okay, we're going to hear a very interesting record right now. It came out in 1968. It was a 45 that came out in Kansas City by a group of Nation of Islam artists called the Shahid Quintet. And this was included recently on a compilation that came out on Light in the Attic Records called Listen Whitey. And here it is, Invitation to Black Power, Part 1 and Part 2 by the Shahid Quintet.
Brother Richard?
What, man?
Look at that black brother looking so mean.
Look like he's carrying a can of gasoline.
Listen, brother, let me pull your coat. That's no way to have a black revolt.
See that brother across the street selling those Muhammad speaks? Go talk to him. Let him run it down. Don't try to burn up half the town. Uh-oh, here comes a man, and you standing here with that can in your hand.
Drop it, brother, like I asked you to, and let the brother run it down to you.
Sticks and stones and kerosene, coke bottles filled with gasoline, bricks and bats and bicycle chains, with tools like these, what could you possibly hope to gain?
Burning and looting and cries of black power, black power. All types of war cries, soul brother will holler.
Brother, try and think like a wise man. How much black power can you hold in a can?
Hey, look at them marching peacefully over there, led by Dr. King. They say Whitey shot him and fled the scene. Carmichael, Brown, McKissick, the late Dr. King. All these soul brothers claim to have the right thing.
Listen to me, brother, and try to understand that what the so-called Negro needs is a divine plan.
9,000 miles and 400 years from home. That's an awful long time for anybody to be gone.
Brother, do you realize that you are the maker and the owner of this earth, and it is that time in history for the American so-called Negro's rebirth?
Let us unite and get some land to call our own, that we can live on long after Whitey is gone. Do you think we're shucking or running down some jive? Check Malachi in the Bible, 4th chapter, verses 4 and 5.
It says right there, brother, that in the very last days, Elijah would come to show the black man the way. Unite with me, black power it will be, and there will be no need to carry a can of gasoline.
Wait just a minute, brother. I know what you're gonna say. You're tired of religion in every way. But I'm not talking about preachers hollering about Jesus, Jesus, and a land on high that you can only get to after you die. I mean freedom, justice, and equality. True friendship, money, and the best of property. Not $50 million churches with solid gold steeples,
but businesses, hospitals, and schools to benefit all black people. Black power is in God's hand, not at the bottom of a gasoline can. The long hot summer started early this year with tanks and bombs and other combat gear. What chance do you have with that gasoline? Brother, Whitey will blow you right off the scene.
Black power has a beautiful sound, and I know you love it. So, why not join the originator of it?
A savior has been born to deliver us from this hell. You don't have to die or rot away in some jail. Hurry, black man, fly to your own. For if we unite behind the messenger, we can hurry on home. Because the time is here when we are catching pure hell. Now, it has been prophesied that his number is counted.
That's right.
But it's not too late if you follow Messenger Muhammad. What more could you want than freedom, justice, and equality?
That's right.
After being raped and exploited and hung from a tree?
Right.
None but our Savior could come to this civilization and raise up a messenger to build a righteous nation.
Right.
Instead of getting worked up on Sunday to hear Tom preach, visit Muhammad's mosque and hear Brother Minister teach. Now, being a Muslim, my flag always hangs high. The sun, moon, and stars that you see in the sky.
Follow the messenger, brother. His black power is divine. Run, fly to him, because you don't have much time.
See you in Muhammad's mosque, brother.
Right, brother, see you around.
Salaam alaikum.
bushes are humming all the time. She wore her hat on the back of her head like I
The Greenbrier Boys featuring John Harold on lead vocals. That was Danville Girl from an album called Big Apple Bluegrass. Some bluegrass from New York City there by the Greenbrier Boys. And before that, we heard the Slickers from Jamaica with Johnny Too Bad. And we started that set off with the Shaheed Quintet with Invitation to Black Power. This is the Many Moods of Ben Vaughn that you're tuned into, and we appreciate you tuning in. We really do. Kevin's here with me. We're located in the Relay Shack in Parts Unknown, USA. We're centrally isolated here. This is a dispatch from the middle of nowhere. And here in the Relay Shack, we're surrounded by boxes of records, CDs, 45s. We have all kinds of stuff laying around here. And we're going to play a record right now. This is our mystery artist. It's time for our mystery artist. Let's hear it for our mystery artist. Okay. All right. This is a blindfold test of sorts. We're going to play the record, and then you're going to have to guess who it is. A few weeks ago, we played a mystery artist, and my friend Bill from South Jersey got a hold of me. He was the drummer in my first band, actually, and he has a great record collection. And he said, if you're going to play a mystery artist, you have to play this record. And he's right. We do. This is a record from 1961 by a guy who is very famous, but this was recorded before he was famous. We'll play it, and then we'll come back and tell you who it is. From 1961, here's Motorcycle by this week's mystery artist.
Baby, don't you know me, I'm cool, going, yeah, 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 a motorcycle. Motorcycle. Come on with me, baby, on my red motorcycle. From here on there's a motorcycle fan going, yeah, 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 a motorcycle.
Okay, who was that? Can you guess? A very famous artist. Okay, I'll give you a hint. He's been known to work with a guy named Art Garfunkel. That's right, Paul Simon. That was Paul Simon as Tico in the Triumphs with Motorcycle from 1961. So if you don't think he loves rock and roll, you're wrong. Okay, here we go. The Many Moods of Ben Vaughn is in session, and we're going to hear Muddy Waters right now with I'm Ready.
That shoot tombstone full of wine, balls and chain. I'm drinking TNT, I'm smoking down a mine. I hope some screwball start a fire. Oh, I'm ready, ready as anybody can be. I am ready for you, I hope you're ready for me. All you pretty little chicks, I know you feel like I ain't no way, but stop what you're doing, baby, come over here. I prove to you, baby, that I ain't no swell. Because I'm ready, ready as anybody can be. I am ready for you, I hope. I feel so good, I want you to know. One more drink, I wish you would. It takes a whole lot of loving to make me feel good. I'm ready, ready as anybody. I am ready for you.
Coming up after the break, we have a soul record from the 70s for all you astrology fans out there. This and more when we return with the many moods of Ben Vaughn.
Don't touch that dial. You're listening to the many moods of Ben Vaughn.
Oh yes, here we are in the Relay Shack, and we're very happy that you've decided to spend this time with us. We know you have other entertainment options, and we thank you for choosing the many moods. Okay, girl groups. We don't play enough girl groups on this show, so we're going to hear the Jelly Beans right now from 1964 with Baby Be Mine.
Be mine.
Bill Doggett on the organ, The Worm. What can you say about that? There's nothing you can say about that. I could play it again. That would be the only thing that could be added to the conversation. Bill Doggett with The Worm. And before that, we heard This Is Where I Belong by The Kinks, and we started that set off with The Jelly Beans from 1964. And this is The Many Moods of Ben Vaughn that you're tuned into, and we're very happy that you're here with us. And if you like what you hear, you can download this show as a podcast and subscribe and do all that stuff. Thanks to KCDZ in Joshua Tree, California. We are now available on an internet near you. Just go to iTunes or Google Play and you can find us right there. And we also have a Facebook page. Oh, yes. Yesterday's Technology Today. That's our motto here in the Relay Shack. We post playlists and album artwork and all kinds of things on there. So if you want to see that, go to the Many Moods of Ben Vaughn Facebook page on Facebook and like us. Really, really like us. Okay, it's time for all of you astrology fans to gather around right now because we have a record from 1978 by a guy named Danny Pearson, produced by Barry White, who was a Virgo, by the way. And this made it to number 16 on the R&B charts in 1978. Here's Danny Pearson with What's Your Sign?
Oh, they're not trying on the dance floor, no. They're just moving slow. They're not trying much, they're on the floor. And they're moving me more. They're just hanging around the bar. And they're your dancing stars. They're not trying on the dance floor, no. They're just moving slow. Doing no one thing that I could mention. They're not trying to get your attention. And they're not showing you all they got. They don't care if you're there or not. Like Sheboygan or Eau Claire, they're just there. They're not trying on the dance floor, no. They're just moving slow. I'm sure they're not showing you all they got. They don't care if you're there or not. Oh, they're not moving very much. They just have that certain touch. And that's really all there is to it. If they don't feel it, they won't do it. Like Centralia or Duluth. Well, they're telling you the truth. They're not trying on the dance floor, no. They're just moving slow. They're not trying much, they're on the floor. And they're moving me more.
Jonathan Richman, keeping it real. From Boston, Massachusetts, Jonathan Richman, they're not trying on a dance floor. And that's the second record by a Boston artist we've played. So let's hear a third one right now by Ultimate Spinach, which is one of the greatest band names ever. This tune is called Mind Flowers. Of course it is. Here's Ultimate Spinach. You have been listening to Mind Flowers by Ultimate Spinach. And we have lost track of time here on The Many Moods. That'll happen when you're listening to Ultimate Spinach. But we got to go. We got to get out of here. The show is produced by Charles Tobias, engineered by Kevin Jarvis. Our announcer is Smith Harrison, and I'm your host, Ben Vaughn. Thank you so much for listening. Come back and visit us again right here in the Relay Shack. We'll be waiting for you. Until then, arrivederci, auf Wiedersehen, adios, au revoir, aloha, and goodbye. See ya.